Estate agency says Nashville wants more affordable housing, but often ends up getting in its own way. The executive director of the Tennessee Housing Development Authority called out the city for blocking developers who've been awarded low-income tax credits. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
The THDA is the state's housing finance agency. Part of their job is to give out federal tax credits to developers bidding to build low-income housing. It is a competitive process with more applicants than funds. That's why the agency's executive director, Ralph Perry, says it's frustrating when money is awarded to a developer who is later blocked by the city from building.
Projects like this depend on the support of the community and elected officials. And yet, for us at THDA, believe it or not, Nashville and Davidson County is proving to be the toughest place in Tennessee for us to put these resources to work.
Perry is referring to two projects in particular, The Ridge and Aventine, both in Antioch, which were awarded a total of $17 million in tax credits. But both projects faced strong resistance from some Metro Council members. The movement to block The Ridge was spearheaded by Councilwoman Karen Johnson, who said there was already too much low-income development in her district, leading to concentration of poverty in one area. Eventually, developers gave up, and that money, well, it went to waste. Perry says the problem stems from a skewed perspective that public housing equals ghetto.
There is a serious misunderstanding about what the tax credit builds and who we're building for.
He was speaking Friday at a newly renovated low-income community for seniors. He says buildings like these, which house a beauty salon, game rooms, and a pavilion for residents to socialize, are also the face of public housing. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.